Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everyone here today. First of all, do we have any first-time visitors that would like to introduce themselves and share who they are with us? Any first-timers? It's great to have you all here. We'll go ahead and get into our prayer requests. So, Todd, I have several real quick. One, Jessica and James Hayes, Michigan, right? Are they in Michigan? Where?
Minnesota.
I was debating and I chose the wrong one. After the passing of Jessica's mom, and Jessica's been very sick. So we want maybe three things, Todd. One is to ask God to comfort Jessica, also to help her in her time of illness, and also to give them safety on their return home. Okay? Corbin is sick. Okay, so Corbin. Thank you, Sally. And then also, I was notified this morning that Luke Saban, you're going to be deploying to Alabama and or somewhere, right? But anyway, we just want to pray for Luke in that deployment, okay? And then finally, Deborah shared with me that Mary Stonecipher is feeling much better. Still not quite out of the woods yet. She wishes she were here with us and misses every one of us. So let's remember Mary Stonecipher. Okay, Trey, we'll start on this side over here. Okay, Rod, go ahead and give that to Rod. He's got one.
Barb talked to Charles Frazier this last week. They wish they could come here, but they live far enough away now. They tried for several weeks and now are unable to. But anyway, besides prayers for Beverly and for himself, their son, Alan, who lives in Tulsa, broke his ankle rock climbing. He has so many shin splints or splinters, I'm not exactly sure how to say that. Anyway, they can't remove them all, so pray for him if you would. And their daughter-in-law, wife of son Denton, who lives in Oregon, they lived with them for a while in Oregon, may have colon cancer. They have a doctor appointment on Wednesday. So remember their daughter-in-law and also... No, he didn't write that down, honey. The daughter-in-law's name.
Yeah, daughter-in-law of Melissa. Thank you, Rod. Thank you. All right, raise your hand. Jack.
Yeah, my name is Jack. I just wanted to let you know I have a new little violet in my life that came. It's pretty awesome to have a 15 great-grandchildren. Wow. Little violet just came along.
That's great, Jack. Thanks for sharing that. You got pictures? Okay.
My name is Kay, and I do want us to pray for our first responders and for our military.
Yes.
And for America and for Israel.
Yes.
As they've encountered this conflict.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's continue to pray. And for those who are making decisions about this also.
Thank you, Kay. You bet. Others on this side? Okay, there's Bonnie.
Bonnie Bingham. Our son, Brian, is traveling as we speak to California to visit our older son, Brad, and they are going to be hiking and camping in California, and I ask prayers for safety and for a wonderful time of fellowship for them to spend. It's my older son's 40th birthday coming up.
Thank you, Bonnie. Others over here. And Todd, let's remember Jenny, Russell, and Alice as they're up in Pennsylvania traveling. This side, right here, Nathaniel.
Yeah, I just got back from church camp Friday night, and we brought six friends of ours from the Stillwell area to the camp, and it was a really good event. I was on the worship team, so I played guitar all week long with one of my best friends who led it. We co-led worship, and we got to experience, I mean, there's no other way to say except for God working. It was a beautiful thing. A good friend of mine got baptized, and there was a lot of commitments made and a lot of growth made. The sermons and the classes were spectacular, so... It's generally a praise. It was a week-long good event just to hang out with friends and to reestablish that fellowship. There was people from Washington, New York, Michigan, a lot of people from all over the the country came to that camp, and it was amazing.
Great. Thank you for sharing that, Nathaniel. That's encouraging. Any other prayer requests, Lynn?
Yes, for our daughter, Melissa. Prayers, she's hoping for an interview tomorrow for a really good job. So prayers that she gets that interview and the job, please.
Thank you, Lynn. Trey up here with Marion.
My name's Marion, and today we get to go to the baptism of our bonus daughter over in Huntsville. She's the mother of our grandson, so and she's always let us be in his life, even though our son wasn't. But it's just a huge, just unbelievable. It's a prayer answered for 12 years, and Mason's also going to be baptized, and he grew up in this church as an infant and as a little boy. So Todd and Lisa and Misty and many, many people have ministered to Mason growing up, and it's just such a thrill. And his little sister, Adeline, is also going to be baptized this afternoon in the Kings River, which is so fitting, the Kings River. Not just any river, but the Kings River. So exciting. And then I just want to praise the Lord for Hank's broken foot, because it wasn't his head that could have slammed into a pipe that was fairly close and other things, you know. But anyway, he was sacrificial in doing that because he was going to ride that horse with me while I rode a two-year-old. So he was just wanting to be with me, and his horse decided to act like an idiot. But thank you so much for the message, Dr. Newland. It was powerful, and we're just praying for our country and our military and decisions. Like Kay said, it's powerful. We're so glad we serve a mighty God.
Yes, thank you, Marion. Lindy. Any other? Yes, Henry.
I'd like to proclaim something. As Melvin said, in the day, times like these, and as we lift up our concerns to the Lord this morning, I would like to proclaim something. The King is coming. The King is coming. The trumpet will sound very soon. And in a twinkling of the eye, the church will be with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Henry. Great reminder. Any other prayer requests? Okay, so Todd gets that tray. Thank you very much for your help. And let's have our prayer song.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this service this morning that we've been reminded that our God reigns and that you're all-knowing and all-powerful, and we just know that you're in control. Even though the world around us might look like it's a mess, we know that you are in control. And we're just so grateful for that assurance and that hope that we have in you because you love us, and we're just so grateful for the fact that you do care for us. And Lord, we want to lift up Jessica and James today, especially Jessica, who's lost her mom, and we just pray that you comfort her and be with her as she goes through this time. Help her to be a light to her family. I just pray for her sickness as well, that she's not feeling well. Just another added burden that's going on, and we just pray for their safety as they continue to travel to their places and return back to us. We just pray for their safety. And Lord, we want to lift up Corbin this morning as well, who's not feeling well, who's homesick. We just pray that you be with him. Help him to be strengthened, that he may be able to get up and do the things that he needs to get accomplished. And Lord, we want to lift up Luke, who is going to be deployed. We just pray for the anxiousness there, the anxiousness of the family, We just pray that you will protect him and guide him, help him to be a light to those he's around. And we pray for his safety as well. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Mary, who's feeling better, but not quite good enough to be here this morning with us. We just pray that you continue to be with her as she continues to recover from her illness. And Lord, we want to lift up Alan this morning with a broken ankle. We just pray that you be with him. Seems like it's a very serious injury. Not able to maybe perform 100% of what they need to accomplish, but we just pray that as they continue to move forward, that they will be able to help his body heal to back 100%. And Lord, we want to lift up Melissa this morning, who's found out that she has colon cancer. We just pray that you be with her as they continue to move forward and look at those situations ahead and be with the doctors as they continue to make decisions and give them guidance in doing so. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our first responders, those people who are on the front lines, those people who run into danger to keep us safe. And I just pray that you be with our military as now things have been jump-started in the Middle East as our involvement. And we just pray for our troops and our leaders as they continue to make decisions for our country. We just pray with that you be with our military. And we just pray that as they continue to meet, that you will guide them and give them wisdom in these decisions. And we want to continue to lift up Israel. We know that they have been targeted for many, many years, and we just pray that you continue to be with them, be with their leaders as they continue to make decisions best for their country and best for their people. And Lord, we want to lift up Brian this morning, who will be traveling. We pray for safety as they go camping and hiking and climbing, and we just pray for the fellowship that he'll have with his brother. We just pray that it'll be an enjoyable time, and we just pray that he will return home safely. And Lord, we want to lift up Jenny and Russell as they continue to travel. Keep them safe, help them to return back to us safely. And Lord, we want to lift up Melissa this morning, who's been seeking a job for some time, and with this interview tomorrow, we just pray that she'll knock it out of the ballpark, and we just pray that things will go well, and that this is the job that you have for her, that those doors will be opened, and she'll feel good about the decisions that she's made. And Lord, we want to lift up Lindy, Mason, and Addie as they have decided to be baptized. We just pray that you'll be with Hank and Marion as they go and be a part of that. We just pray that we just praise you for the fact that the Holy Spirit has continued to work in their lives, even though they might be far away from us. We know that the power of the Holy Spirit can work anywhere and everywhere. And Lord, I want to lift up the Bible, Pioneer Bible Translators this morning. They've asked for prayer for a particular region, Nile, Africa. They're looking for people to work. They're looking for resources. They're looking for unity there in that situation. And we just pray that you continue to be with them as they continue to bring the scriptures to those who've not been able to read it yet. And we just pray that you continue to be with them and their ministry as they move forward. And we want to lift up our fellowships on our universities, and we just pray that you continue to be with them. We know that we support two of them, and we just pray that you continue to bless them and give them the finances they need, the energy they need, the resources, the people they need to continue to bring the gospel to those people on their campuses. And Lord, we have praises this morning. We're so grateful for Violet, the 15th great-grandchild, and we just know Jack is so happy and pleased. We're just so grateful for Violet and her entrance into life. And Lord, we want to thank you for Nathaniel's good week of camp, not only him, but all those who attended, just seeing the Holy Spirit work and baptisms and recommitments. And we're just grateful for the good experience that they've had while they're away from us. And Lord, we're grateful for Hank, and he's injured, but the injuries weren't as serious as they could have been. And we're just grateful for your protection in his life. And Lord, as we've said already, we are grateful for that you reign. And we know that you are coming. The King is coming. And I just pray that as each one of us look to that, that we'll be prepared for that and prepare those around us for that as well. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.